we get things underway by welcoming back to the program our friend Nick Coit of ABC6 in Providence. Hello there, Nick.
Hello there, Rich. Glad to kick off the week with you.
Yeah, a perfect way to get things going. You're not the prototypical leadoff hitter, but you got that high on base percentage and I think deceptive speed on the bases.
Yeah, they timed me with a sundial, Rich. It's pretty impressive.
Well, let's talk a little football to get things rolling here this afternoon. Is it time to say the Patriots dynasty is done?
Yes, and I thought that way. It's funny, I've heard that a lot over the last couple weeks, but I sort of thought that way when Brady left town. I know Bill's still here, but that partnership really was part of the dynasty and the trifecta with owner Robert Kraft. So, it's just, to me, it's very striking how this season has gone so far. It really seemed like after the first two, three games that, you know, we were going to have a football season around here, and the Cam Newton moves looked pretty good. And even with all the losses on defense, they were 2-1. They were looking pretty good. And all of a sudden, the COVID outbreak and things get thrown out of whack. And here they have, you know, a couple weeks of rough performances. And I think the thing that's really, though, sort of brought this team down is just they can't close. There's now three games, including yesterday, where final seconds of the game, they can't come up with the big play or two or do the right things, the little things to, you know, scratch out a victory, whether it's Seattle on the goal line, whether it's fourth down against the Broncos at home, or yesterday with Cam Newton coughing up the football, and that's why they are at where they are at.
Now, they've got other issues beyond Cam Newton, but is he the wrong man for that job going forward?
Tough to say. I think we'll see how the rest of the season plays out because I don't really know what their plan is at quarterback. I don't know if they have one long-term right now. A few years ago, it seemed like it was Jimmy Garoppolo, and he was going to be the Steve Young to Tom Brady's Joe Montana, and that didn't happen. Obviously, they were put in the scenario they were. They had to trade Garoppolo away, and they're left without him, without Brady. Even a guy like a Jacoby Brissett, who was starting in Indianapolis for a little while, you know, that was a guy that maybe they could have transitioned to. But I don't know if Stidham is their long-term guy, being the backup. I don't know if it's Newton. Maybe they do want to invest in him. I don't know. That's the thing. There is a lot of uncertainty here with this team going forward. And I thought it was pretty striking, Rich. It was just within the last hour, Coach Belichick made his weekly appearance on WEEI in Boston. And he said pretty much that, you know, well, we couldn't spend much here or there because, you know, we had the salary situation that we had, and we sort of sold out the last 5-6 years for, you know, three Super Bowls and an AFC title game appearance. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, the coach is really straightforward about talking about selling out for Super Bowls and all that. That just never happens with the coach. So I thought it was pretty striking and pretty revealing, especially going into this season. You know, they didn't really have that much of a plan because they were, you know, salary cap strapped, and you don't hear him say that.
We're talking with Nick Coit here on Downtown. There were some positives yesterday, and one was the, I thought, very strong performance of running back Damian Harris.
I love the kid. I really do. I love how he runs hard, and he can break tackles. I mean, it's sad to say, like, oh, wow, we have a running back who can break tackles, but, you know, that's a great skill to have. And that's one of their strengths on offense is their running backs and their running game. And that's, we saw it in the second half. Harris looked great in camp and he looked great yesterday. I've always been a Rex Burkhead guy. I think when he is on the field, he can get tough yards. We saw a play, I think it was early fourth quarter, where he spun out of a tackle and he somehow fell into getting to the first down marker. And I thought that was revealing, you know, that just seeing the effort from him like that. They need a lot of that on this team. And going forward, yeah, I like Harris, obviously, as a running back, but their offensive line, it's pretty good. And there are guys that it's not like they're aging at that position. So if they can keep that intact and build out from there offensively, that's a good place to start. I mean, obviously, you need a quarterback and you need to find an answer there, but having a good offensive line can go a long way.
I also thought young Josh Uche, the rookie from Michigan, looked pretty good.
Yeah, he was pretty skilled when he was with the Wolverines. And to see that yesterday, it validates taking him in the second round of the draft. And they really needed that sort of boost, because all the losses that they had at the linebacker position and in the front seven. And today, Belichick said that Bo Allen, who was a guy they signed in the offseason as a defensive lineman who they figured would be in their plans, he's not going to play this year. That's what the coach said. So even more of a hit there. So if a guy like Uche can pop and give you something, then it's going to help, because we've seen a lot of nickel and dime from this defense because they've been so thin at that position. And yesterday, it really hurt because they got gashed on the ground by a team that was in the bottom five in terms of rushing attacks in the NFL, and they gashed the pass, and it hurt.
Should be a huge audience next Monday night for Patriots and Jets with their combined two wins.
Oh, baby. What a primetime matchup that's going to be. I'll tell you, the lowly Jets and the desperate pass. Man, oh, man. Even tonight, you're talking about Tom Brady, and, hey, it's great. You know, the Bucs are rolling. They're 5-2, but they are facing the New York Giants, who, oh, baby, they might take a beatdown tonight for the Bucs.
I think so. Who's going to be the new manager of the Red Sox, Nick?
I still think it's going to be Cora.
Okay.
I know we're going through all these candidates and whatnot, but I think he's the best man for the job, Rich. Like, he connects well with the young Latin players on the team. He got the most out of Rafael Devers. He's gotten the most out of Eduardo Rodriguez. He's gotten the most out of Christian Vasquez. A guy like Xander Bogaerts really takes to Alex Cora. They really like the guy, and I know he's got his transgressions and whatnot, but he knows how to handle Boston. He's got a ring now to prove it as a manager, so I think he's the best candidate. If it's not him, Rich, you look at that list of finalists, I think Sam Fold is an interesting candidate there with the experience that he's gotten with the Phillies now, and the connection with the Rays and playing there and Chaim Bloom. You know, maybe that's, and he's from New Hampshire. Like, this is a kid that knows New England, so he's going to know the Sox. So if it's not Cora, you know, I'm in favor of Sam Fold, but I still think if Cora's the best man for the job, I think he's going to get the job.
And you hit on the key point there, and I wonder, is Sam Fold Chaim Bloom's guy, and does he get to make the decision?
It's an interesting question. And Sam Kennedy was pretty straightforward about it a couple weeks ago and said, no, this is Chaim Bloom's decision. He's going to make this decision. But if it's overwhelming in terms of the public eye, which I know the Red Sox are listening to, that, you know, it would be a good hire for them. Winning the press conference sort of thing, you know, would be by hiring Alex Cora. Then that's it has to, I think, at least factor in a little bit. But at the same time, it's not they're hiring somebody that doesn't have experience and doesn't know the job. Even if this was sort of management kind of coming in and making the decision for Bloom, it's still not a bad hire. The guy's got, like I said, he's got a ring to prove it. So, but it would be interesting if Fold is Bloom's guy, you know, what does that do going forward for him in terms of how much power and influence he has in the organization? That would be the only thing.
Interesting decision coming, well, hopefully soon here. Nick Coit, ABC6 in Providence. Nick, always great talk with you, my friend. Appreciate it. And we'll catch up with you again before too long.
Hey, you too, Rich. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Coit with us on Downtown, getting us started on a Monday afternoon.